caught up with Richard Collins last Tuesday for our weekly walk on the north side of Dublin and around Fairview Park and East Wall and Merino. We came across a nest built in a very precarious position between some electric cables. The builders were a pair of hooded crows. Now, I might just point out that it was a pretty miserable day, windy and raining, so you're going to hear that on the microphone. Anyway, have a listen.
Now, here's a very interesting nest, Derek. Look up there.
I can see it, yeah.
Up there.
Very precarious, I would have thought, where it's built.
Well, yes, it's those are electric wires carrying 220 volts AC. Not recommended, and now, but of course they're insulated, so it's risky, but not an inevitable fate, really.
But it's lodged between, it's like Spaghetti Junction up there. You can see the pole. At the very top of the pole, you have all these wires connected and going off in all different directions.
Yes.
And in between that big mess, as I said, Spaghetti Junction, these two hooded crows, male and female, there's one on one chimney pot on the left-hand side, another one on the right-hand side, looking at us, looking at the nest. They've already scared off a gull, and they've lodged that nest in there. Now, how come they don't get electrocuted?
Well, the wires are insulated.
You said that.
And in order to get a shock, you would have to stretch between the metal pole and the phase, that's the electricity. And you have to be wet, probably.
Well, it's raining today, Richard.
I'm wet, yeah.
You're wet, they're wet.
Yeah, so lots of birds are electrocuted, and birds of prey and things in various other countries that nest on pylons. There is, I suppose, a slight risk, but since it hasn't been electrocuted yet, I think they're going to make it. They're going to raise the kids. That's a fine vantage point, it's very high. And they can survey all around, you see, and they can spot what birds are nesting. I've read, whether it's true or not, they keep an eye out to see where all the other birds are, and they don't raid the nests right away, but they wait until the chicks come out and they're nice and fat and make good eating, or when they leave the nest, then is the time that they might attack, and they will attack magpies. And further down, you may have noticed a magpie's nest with a lovely cover over it. Well, the cover was, of course, to hold off the grey crows from getting at the eggs and young. But whether it does...
But surely the chicks and the eggs of the hooded crows succumb to the gulls that are in the area too?
I doubt that.
Why would you doubt it? Should they were scaring one off? They saw it, and the two of them went for it, and off it went.
The gull is a complete scavenger. He's not a great one for hunting things. The hoodie is more...
You haven't been in Dublin recently, Richard. Walk up along the boardwalk with an ice cream in your hand or a sandwich. You'll know all about they're not exactly into hunting. They are stalking and hunting.
They may be stalking, but they're not that good at catching something. They're big and heavy and slow.
Yeah, but if you've got an egg in the nest that's not catching it, it just goes in, takes it. Off it goes.
Oh, yes.
That's what I'm wondering. So they succumb to this kind of pressure themselves.
Well, they are vulnerable to gulls coming, if there are any around nesting. And they might be in the city. They are nesting now. And if there are any around, yes, they will be only too glad to avail of a grey crow's nest. But the grey crows are formidable. I've ringed grey crows, and of all the birds I ever ringed, the most awful to hold was the grey crow. He's in your hand there. Big thing, much bigger in the hand than you'd think. And he bites his time. He doesn't bite you immediately. He waits. And you might be consulting the book about aging and sexing them and that kind of thing. And when you're not noticing, he suddenly darts with his bill. And he draws blood. It goes right in. It sinks his bill in. A rook or a magpie might scratch you, but he won't sink right in. But the hoodie's bill is nasty, and his claws are nasty. And remember where he spends his time, scavenging on offal. Scavenging in the cesspool of iniquity. That's what he spends his time at. And you're getting all those nasty bacteria and infections. It's not the kind of thing. You have to be very careful with grey crows. Point them away from you. No, he's up there. Archie and both of them, they're monogamous, they cooperate, and they're very bright boys and girls, so they're up there and they will do well. It's a good sight. That's very high, that pole. It's high enough for them to see everything for a long way around.
Thank you very much indeed, Richard. Now, the next time you see a nest built in a spaghetti junction of electric cables, you'll know what's going on.